Blog Talk Radio.
JH Experience with co-host Dolly Miller Brennan.
Produced by CommunicationCreations.com.
And now your host, the notorious MJH.
Former Matt Cusson, who's going to be on the air doing an interview with us, with the co-producer here, the producer in charge of booking guests, our one and only Dolly Miller Brennan. How are you doing tonight, Dolly?
I'm doing really good, and I've just got a message from Matt that he says he's sending now an MP3 that you had needed. So I'm monitoring the mail, and as soon as I get that, I'm going to put it on your mail and send it out to you.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, I'm looking for him to call in any time. I'm looking at the switchboard. In the meantime, I'm glad we have time to do this, actually. I found a one. You know those stupid news stories we do every once in a while?
Yeah.
Well, you know, some of them, you know, we can overlook because, you know, they're stupid, they're funny. But if we don't have time, we usually skip over them. But ones that have to do with stuff going up people's butts, we just have to report. It's just too hilarious not to. It is our duty as media personnel to report to the public anything that goes up people's butts in a comical way. And we've already covered drugs going up people's butts and, you know, what they do at airports and all this other stuff. Today, it hit the news. Wrestling. Now, we've all seen wrestling. We've seen WWE, and it's not really fake, but they do act a lot. Okay, but it's really wrestling. They're performers as well as athletes. But then there's high school and college wrestling, which is kind of a different thing. You know, it mostly focuses on holds and you know, maneuvers where, well, the whole idea is to pin somebody to the mat, you know, both shoulders down for count of one, two. And you get points for that. Okay. Now, today, this actually happened last summer. It was a high school senior. He was a high school senior at the time. Now he's actually an adult. His name is where is his name? Preston Hill. And this happened in he was a senior at the time at Buchanan High School in Clovis, California. And he now faces a sexual battery charge for Well, in wrestling, there's a move. I'm familiar with the move, but I didn't know it was called the butt drag. It's actually what you call, we call it a hamstring drag. And what you do is when you're wrestling, you reach your hand around. Now, this sounds really, really, it's athletic, so, you know, there's nothing funny about it. What you do is you reach your hand around your opponent's rear thigh, their hamstring, just underneath their buttocks, and you pull that out. At the same time, you're forcing your weight into their chest and their sternum to push their top half back and hit the mat while you're pulling their lower half out. And the whole idea is to get them where you can pin them. Well, it even says here in this article that if that is not done properly, that anal penetration can possibly occur. So evidently, Preston Hill performed this maneuver wrong and inadvertently gave his opponent a prostate exam during a wrestling match. Two fingers.
I wonder if he was disqualified.
It does not say. It does not say if he was. I don't think he was disqualified, but it doesn't say if he won the match or anything. But his opponent filed sexual battery charges against him for that incident. And well, the thing is, man, sexual battery is a criminal offense, and even in high school wrestling, I mean, you know, I'm sure his parents signed a permission slip. And basically, when you're wrestling or doing any kind of physical activity, you sign a permission slip where as long as the rules are followed and you know, you have proper parental or adult supervision and everything, faculty supervision, that, you know, things can happen. People can get hurt and stuff like that, and the school is not liable. But in this case, you know, he's filing a criminal charge, you know, against this Preston Hill. And well, in order to file a criminal charge, there has to be intent. That's the difference between a civil penalty, you know, a civil issue and a criminal issue, is intent. You got to be able to prove intent. So did Preston Hill actually intend to stick two of his fingers up his opponent's behind, or was it just an accident? But anyway, could you just imagine you're wrestling, you know, you're in a hold, you're trying to get out of it, you got the best of your opponent, you don't want, you know, whatever's going on, and all of a sudden you get two fingers up your rear end. That's what you call a dirty move.
I would assume this was an accident. I cannot imagine somebody wanting to go out there and put your fingers up someone's butt because you don't know what you're going to find.
It also doesn't say if they found any drugs while they were in there.
Wait a minute, that wasn't mine. He's the way you say that. Listen, that wasn't mine. My opponent stuffed that up my butt when we were wrestling.
That would be a great alibi. Yeah, back in high school when I was wrestling, this incident happened. It must have been stuck up there since. I had no idea it was there, officer. All right. Your buddy Matt has still not called in. Oh, there. I speak of the devil. This must be him. All right. Let's. Are you going to introduce him, Dolly? Dolly Miller Vernon? Dolly, where'd you go? Crap, I'm going to have to edit this now.
Can you
Dolly?
Hear me?
Yeah,
are you there?
Can
you hear me?
Yeah, I'm about to put Matt on now. I'm going to let you introduce him, okay?
Okay. Okay, great.
All right. 3, 2. That's your cue, Dolly.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Matt, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, and you pronounce your last name Cusson?
Cusson.
Cusson, this is Matt. I would like to introduce everybody to Matt Cusson. Matt is an award-winning album. He has an award-winning album. He's winning the John Lennon. This is very impressive, winning the John Lennon Songwriting Award as well as the Maxwell Song of the Year. Matt is now up for an Oasis Contemporary Jazz Award. And I want to let everybody know right in the beginning, and we'll issue it again at the end, you can vote for Matt's Song of the Year at OasisContemporaryJazzAward.com. All one word, OasisContemporaryJazzAward.com. And I'm looking for an MP3 to come through. Oh, is this it? No. I'm waiting on an MP3 to come through so that Mike can play some of the music for us. And if you'd like
hey,
to
Matt,
tell
I'm
us
Mike.
A little bit of... Oh, Matt, this is Mike Hammer, you know, the notorious
nice
MCH.
Mike.
And he is notorious, by the way.
Yeah,
right.
If you get that MP3 through, I'll play it so people can hear your stuff.
Yeah, I just sent 4 of them over to you, so they should be coming any minute.
Okay, great.
Did you send them to my email or did you send them to Dolly's?
To Dolly's.
Okay, I will
okay,
send
so
them.
As soon
I'll
get
them right away. I'll just forward it on to you. And Matt, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how your band started? And
Music was really all I ever did. I grew up, my mother was a classical trained piano teacher. My father was a choir director. And each member of my family, I have one brother and one sister, each one of them member listened to a different style of music. And I think I'm 10 years younger than the next child up. So I think I just kind of was a melting pot for all of that music. And it's all I really ever did. And I started performing when I was around 11 or 12. Just at churches and local spots. And from then on there, I learned how to play, taught myself how to play piano and guitar. And it just kind of went. And then I went to Berklee College of Music when I was 19, and I only went there for a year. And I was kind of, quote-unquote, discovered by Brian McKnight, who pulled me out, and I started working with him and several other people, and it just kind of escalated from there.
Well, now, Matt, where are you at now? Where are you living now?
Los Angeles.
You're in L.A., okay. And yeah. This Oasis Contemporary Jazz Award, is that program in Vegas?
No, I think the ceremony is in San Diego this year.
Oh, it's in San Diego this year. Okay,
yeah.
What kind of jazz? Do you have a particular kind of jazz, Matt, or do you do it all?
I try to do whatever I can. You know, people ask me what style of music I write. I kind of just write, and whatever it ends up being, yeah, so it is. And, you know, the song that's up for Song of the Year is a jazz song. And, you know, I don't know what style you'd actually call it, because my voice is pretty R&B soulful-ish, but my piano playing is straight-ahead jazz, and you mix the two, and you never know what you come up with. Hopefully that song comes through, and you can see what I'm saying.
Oh, it'll come through. I'm just sitting here waiting for it. And you have, how about the other members in your group?
That's just me. I'm a solo artist.
You're a solo artist. Okay. So,
I travel with bands and stuff, but it's you know, it's my show.
But it's my show, Matt Cusson. You know, and
yeah.
I'm pulling up some pictures here, Contemporary Jazz Awards 2011. What about the John Lennon Songwriting Award? How did that come about?
That was actually the same song that's up for the Oasis Award. 2009, I got voted for the John Lennon Songwriting Award for Best Jazz Song of 2009, and it was incredible. It's just, you know, you submit, anybody can submit. There's tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of entries, and once you win your category, I won jazz, they put the 12 categories together, and the best song of the year wins, and my song happened to win, and it was an amazing, amazing honor. They everybody from the Lennon Society surprised me at a show in Dallas, and actually Brian McKnight presented me with the award, and big, nice big check, and it was an amazing,
that's
amazing honor. Yeah.
How about the... the Maxwell Award, the Maxwell Song of the Year, what's that?
That's actually the award that you win after, when you win the John Lennon Award, then they put your song up against all the other songs, and the winner of that is the Maxwell Song of the Year.
Well, that's a multi-tiered award, actually. That means you have to win one, and then after you win that, you go into another tier. So that
there was a lot of stages. Yeah, there was a lot of stages. Yeah, it was stage after stage. It was a fan voting stage, and then there was a... You know, the panel of judges that chose the Maxwell Song of the Year were celebrities like Fergie and Will.i.am and Al Jarreau and a whole bunch of different artists in the music industry. And
there you go, Dolly Fergie. She's in the Black Eyed Peas, you know.
Absolutely.
What did you think of the Black Eyed Peas, by the way?
What do I think of that? I didn't see the Super Bowl show, but, you know, they're fun. I'll say that.
I thought they were good at the Super Bowl. Dolly had a different opinion.
I was not overly impressed by them. I like Matt because he's Matt Cusson. That's who he is. It's just when they name themselves after food, you know, I'm a Southern girl. I mean, Black Eyed Peas go great with cornbread, but I thought the music sucked, you know. So.
You know, I was at a party for the Super Bowl, and it was at this lovely, lovely, humongous house, and they had a grand piano. So the second I heard that the Black Eyed Peas were coming out for the halftime show, I actually went to the piano and did my own little halftime show. So I didn't even see it.
Okay, you didn't see it. Well, it was okay. I think the Super Bowl was kind of notorious for having bad entertainment, it seems like that they do. You know,
right,
so
right.
I don't know. But my brother was a jazz musician, not at the level you're in because he went in another direction, but that was his love and that was what he did. So I kind of... Like I said, I was the youngest, 8 years younger, so I kind of grew up with that. So I'm
yes.
kind of, and I like the bluesy quality, and I'm still waiting here for the MP3s to come through. Shabudnik at
Charlie.net. I actually sent all four of them at the same time. Maybe the file was too big. I will send them one at a time so you can get them quicker.
Okay, great, because I'm sure they'll come in, you know, and then Mike
definitely.
Can play some of it. Now, you said you've been doing this since you're 11 or 12?
Yeah, around there, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's, and so that's how many years? Is that 10, 12 years?
No, so I'm a little older than that. I wish it was 10 or 12 years.
Okay.
You sound
wonderful.
About 24.
I'll take it.
You got it.
Really, you're older than that? Yeah, you sound pretty young, dude.
I will take 24. We can say I'm 24 for the rest of this interview if you want.
Oh, absolutely. You're 24. And I am going to be 18. That's a little bit
perfect.
Of a stretch, but give me 24, I could be 18.
Perfect. Won't
absolutely.
Say a word.
Absolutely. Well, I'm impressed here as a Maxwell Song of the Year because you had to win a John Lennon Songwriting Award before you could get to the Maxwell Song of the Year. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yep.
So, now, what does Maxwell represent? Why is it called a Maxwell?
Maxwell is a big corporation. They used to make tapes. They were a big tape. Remember the ad with the guy with the wind blowing at him with the speakers?
The cassette tapes for Maxwell,
Yeah,
now
they make a whole bunch of different stuff.
So they're still in the software, but they're still in the music business or the tape business,
They make a lot more than tapes. They make a whole bunch of stuff, a whole bunch of electronics and all that.
Yeah,
well,
so they're still in
tapes
that
anymore anyway.
That's true too. You know how many? I don't know when I last saw a tape. I don't know. Maybe
I remember back in the day though. Yeah, it's Dolby. It's Dolby, man. It's the best stuff out. State of the art.
Exactly. Remember that stuff?
Maybe 10 years
stuff.
Ago.
I remember. So, I remember pre-CD era. I remember that.
I remember
not trying to date myself. What's that?
Came out when I was about 7 or 8, I think. So I don't remember too much of it, but I had a lot of tapes when I was a young kid.
You still have them?
I have a couple. I don't have a whole bunch. I have a big
collection. You know what the
collector's
items now?
I
have, are those old records, those old great big wax things. I don't know if they were wax or what they were. But those are really collector's items now.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely. I have a couple of those, too.
So maybe, you know, if someone had some of those, especially some of those old Elvis Presley ones, I know some people that collected them. And something just came in here, but it's not yours. Okay, so I am, you know, just sitting here waiting for it. And let's see if this is it. No, this is not it. Okay.
Hey, Matt, you want to try sending them straight to me?
Say that again?
You want to try to send the MP3 straight to me? I can give you my email address real quick.
Absolutely. Just send it straight to Mike.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, because we only got an hour, man. It's been like 15 minutes. We're waiting on the MP3s to get through. Okay,
oh,
it's MJH Mobile Media. It's all one word at gmail.com. So it'd be M as in Michael, J as in Juliet, H as in
Hotel. I got one right here. And
you're
sending that to Mike. Oh, where am I? And you're sending that to Mike. Mike, I'm going to send this one to you right now, too.
Go ahead and send me the one you got already.
Okay, here it goes. Okay, there's one
it's,
that went out.
Yeah, it's still going to take a minute, but yeah, just as long as I know they're on the way. See, because once I get them, I got to put them onto the Blog Talk Radio, and they have to process, and that takes about 5 minutes.
Just went out to you right now. Now, Matt, what are you? After we get the Oasis Jazz Award, are you touring? Do you tour?
Yeah, I actually can't even make the ceremony because I have a show in Belgium that night.
In Belgium?
I know people
in Belgium.
Yeah, oh yeah, no, it's I'm very excited. It's actually a private corporate event that I'm playing at. And then I am, March and April, I'm going on a Michael Jackson tribute tour, which is a lot of fun, and we'll be hitting up Barcelona, Niagara Falls, a few spots, and then I'm going on, my record label's putting me on a one-man tour. From L.A. to Florida, and then Florida to Maine. And that is May and June, some of July, then July I'm actually doing 3 weeks of shows in Monte Carlo. So I will be very busy this spring and summer.
Wow, you're going to be in Belgium and Monte Carlo. And are there any other places in Europe that you're going to be going?
Not this time around, but I actually just went to Europe in December with Brian McKnight, and we did Paris, London, Amsterdam, Zurich, I don't remember. We did a whole bunch of cities, and it was a lot of fun. I love the fans over there in Europe.
Now, did you travel with anyone, or you're a solo, but did you travel with anyone on this tour?
On which one?
The one overseas.
The one I went on in December was with Brian McKnight. I'm going on this March will be with the Michael Jackson tribute tour.
Oh, wow. So you are, But you're heading up with some other big name tours.
Trying to, yeah. Just trying to, you know, make a little extra money while I work on the second record.
Absolutely. Now, your record, can we get these albums anywhere? I mean, can you get them at...
The debut album that came out in 2008 is available pretty much anywhere online, Borders.com, you know, Target, Best Buy, all that stuff. And it's also on iTunes, any of the download, Amazon. And the new single, One of Those Nights, which is the song up for the Oasis Award, is available right now on iTunes and Amazon.
Well, Mike is a terrific marketer, so you might want to speak with him after we're off about, you know, what he can do, too, because he markets a lot of things. And
what I'll do is I'll look you up on Amazon and I'll post the links. Well, I'm an Amazon associate, and I'll post the Amazon links on my website and, you know, wherever else I can post them. So when people find you through our communicationcreations.com website, they can click on Amazon and automatically download or order the CD for you.
I appreciate it. That'd be awesome.
Absolutely, yeah. I noticed you retweeted my post on the other day. Appreciate that. I've seen you got me a couple of followers there.
Oh, good. Glad I could help out.
Yeah, Mike knows what he's doing electronically, so therefore, you know, he can get that marketed out for you quite a bit. But I'm very excited about your Belgium tour. Now, what all are you going to? Well, I know you're going to go to Monaco, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And in Monaco, where are you going to be playing again?
The Sporting Club, which is this beautiful, beautiful arena, you know, theater that the roof opens up and it's right on the beach. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Now, would that be available, or is there going to be any media that, you know, any satellites that would, any satellite coverage of that where we might be able to get here?
Not of that show, no, but there may be some American dates of that exact show coming to America next year, hopefully.
So then you'd be touring the States next year, and you've been touring more in Europe than you have been in the States, is that right?
A little bit, yeah, but, you know, like I said, starting in May and June, I'm doing a one-man thing, just me and my piano. We're going to do some jazz clubs around the States, stuff like that.
Okay, and any particular jazz clubs around the States where people can know that they can begin to look for your name?
Oh, man, like everywhere. I don't know some of the exact clubs, but we're doing
Tucson,
Arizona.
How about in Nolens, in Louisiana? There's a big jazz club in Nolens.
Maybe. We might go there. We're still, over the next month, my record and the label will still be booking shows.
Wow.
So, you give me the name
manager,
and I'll forward it to them.
Great. Now, you have an agent or you manage yourself?
I actually am a free agent at the moment. I have a record label that's doing a lot of my managerial duties and
so you have your own record label. It's not just this record. You have your own label?
It's not mine. No, it's not mine. I'm signed to a record label.
Okay. What's the name of it again?
Spectra Records.
Okay. Great. You know, then people can look for that also. And you can find this anywhere. And again, please don't forward OasisContemporaryJazzAward.com. I did that. It's extremely easy to do. Extremely. Now, they can find you on Facebook. Can they find you on Twitter? What other social media networks?
Yeah, that's just Facebook.com/MattCuson and Twitter.com/MattCuson. So it's easy. CUSSON.
So now, are you on MySpace or anything like that?
Yep, I am on every single, and it's all just my name, Matt Cuson.
So in other words, if you just know the name Matt Cuson, you can go on any social network, and you can find you.
Absolutely.
Just type in Matt Cuson in the subject box and pop that in, and then you can find you. This is very
exciting.
Yeah,
I just Googled his name, and I found his MySpace page pretty easily.
Oh, good.
Have you got it up, Mike?
Oh, what's that? Oh, yes, it's almost done uploading to the BTR server, and it'll take a couple minutes to process. It won't be long.
Okay, now, Matt, what are other plans in the future besides touring here going on? Obviously, of course, the ultimate goal is you just want to be successful, and this is what you've always wanted to do, and obviously you're pursuing that. And your mother's a classical pianist. I mean, you have a tremendous background in it, you know, so there is
absolutely.
You had a good start in it. And you find
absolutely
a lot of really good jazz musicians have a classical background.
Yeah, I mean, I don't read, like, I can't read music. I'm an all by ear and feel type
so
player.
My brother. My brother never read music, and one of my dearest friends is a jazz musician, and he doesn't write. He doesn't read music either. You know.
Yeah, that's how a lot of us do it. Yeah, but it's good to have that, you know, classical. Just listening to it, I think, as a kid helped me a lot.
Oh, I think it did, and I found so many great musicians really don't read music. Like I said, my brother never read music, and my friends in jazz and more, he doesn't read, Joe doesn't read music. So I think a lot of really good musicians don't read it. So reading music isn't really a prerequisite to being successful. It's simply talent.
Yep, definitely not. Definitely not. Not these days.
Now, did your mother sing or anyone else in your family sing?
My mother's side, she had a couple, her brother made a living singing in restaurants and stuff like that. He sang like Tony Bennett type stuff. And my cousin is also a singer piano player of the Billy Joel nature kind of thing. And so music is all around their family and every relative or in whatever.
My family was that way with music except for my daddy. And I took my daddy's talent. I can't carry a tune in a bucket with a lid on it. Everybody else in the family is talented but me.
That's quite all right. I bet you could sing better than you think.
No. I can't sing. I'm a photographer. I can take pictures. I can't sing. I got that from daddy. I love the horses, equine photography, but I can't sing. But my mother and my brother and my sister and my mother sang, you know, like you said, you know, she sang for weddings and bar mitzvahs and things like that, you know, and my brother sang for everything, and they really didn't go anywhere with it like you did. So I'm very impressed with this. I'm very impressed with the idea that like my family, you didn't read music and you just took it and ran with it.
Absolutely.
Now, are you going to keep us in touch while you're on tour?
Say that again?
Are you going to keep in touch with us while you're on tour? I mean, with everybody so that they can, they know what you're doing, like you keep them updated on Facebook or whatever, you know, where you're at and what you're doing that night?
Absolutely. I'll be tweeting and updating everything on the road. I have it on my phone and everything, so I can just do it from my phone. So, absolutely.
Now, will there be any, like, say, when you're playing somewhere, would there be any recordings that you can send the link and we can pick it up on Twitter or on Facebook or some other media network and social network?
Possibly. I think it depends on the venue but possibly. And I'll put that on Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff if that's the
I don't know if I'd ever go so far as to stick rock cocaine up my butt.
Oh my God. That was the show we did one time. Mike had gotten this out of, and my best friend was sitting here that night.
I do that every time we have somebody new on the show. I do that just right in the middle of where they're talking. And they're like, "What the?"
And my best friend was here, and this had happened in Bradenton, Florida. And she says, "Oh my God, it has to happen in Bradenton where I live." Anyway, this guy was one of the stupidest criminals of the year. He was caught by the police, and he had marijuana and stuff. He had crack cocaine stuffed up his butt. He said, well, marijuana was his, but the cocaine wasn't.
Unbelievable. Wow. I guess when you're...
Guy, bend over and I'll stick some cocaine up your butt. Not mine. Somebody else did it.
I'll be sure to stay far away from that, anything having to do with that on the road.
I can't believe that. When that guy really said that in court, you know, or whatever, to the police. He admitted to having the marijuana, but when they found crack cocaine in his butt, he said, that's not mine. It's like Tori's story. Mr. Potato
But he did claim the marijuana. That was the funny part.
That's hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
It is funny. Yeah, it really and truly is funny. You know, some of the stupidest criminals. And now we found tonight, we've got this thing about sticking things up people's butt with the funny stories about a wrestler tried to hold, and whatever the hold wasn't really successful. He ended up with his fingers at the other wrestler's butt and got... charged with sexual battery.
Wow. Yeah, you could do a whole show on
that. Charged with sexual battery. It was a hamstring pull that went wrong, or a hamstring, they call it a butt drag, and it's where you grab somebody, you know, like running underneath their buttocks and pull them way down from under them as you're pushing your chest down to pin them. And, he grabbed them wrong, and two of his fingers went up his, he gave him a prostate exam while he was wrestling them. And the guy got mad.
But you know,
criminal charges against him.
we're quite political, or I have a quite political, and it's so nice and so refreshing sometimes because music is just non-political. There's no race to it. There's nothing to it. It's just music. You like it or you don't, you know? And music is that universal language, and it doesn't matter what one's politics are. You know, music is music. It doesn't matter what one's race is music, you know? So
absolutely.
That's such a... I just said, you know, you've really accomplished quite a bit. And just one person without another group, I don't know, maybe that's a little easier. Is it easier if you go on one person? Do you think it'd be easier if you go with a group?
Yeah, I think I think this way, you know, because I'm such a kind of a stubborn artist, and I get to do it on my terms. And, you know, I think it depends. It depends what you're going for. And, you know, songwriting means more to me than anything else, singing and playing and, as much as I love singing and playing, but it's all about the songs, and I do co-write once here and then, but there's nothing like being in my room by myself and writing a song. You know, those are the songs that I'm going to sing the best.
Well, this gives you a little greater degree of freedom, too, I think, and the ability to experiment more and to invent more. When you're playing in a group, of course, you have to play as one, you know, and everybody has to bend to the other one.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, so I think there's more creativity when you're going out as a single. It doesn't mean that groups aren't creative. Of course they are. You know,
mm-hmm.
But I think
absolutely.
There's more creativity when you go out as a single. Like I told Mike the story, I remember on New Year's Eve, and we hired the band, and the band they had anyway, for some reason they couldn't come, so I had to hire a band, and this band was available. And I thought, oh, crap, what's this going to be like? Anyway, they were really bad. And
okay.
I had said to the bartender, this band really sucks. He said, I'll have you know, that is my uncle. I said, well, I'm sorry your uncle sucks, but he does. That bartender and I have been best friends now for 20 years. You know what I mean? They played independently. They didn't play collectively. And sometimes I think that can be a problem.
Absolutely.
You know, but now, Mike, you got it up yet now, Mike?
Yeah, we have the one song, the One More Night. So we have that ready to go. Did you forward any others to me, or...?
That's the only one I had that came through yet. Let me check again,
that's
and I keep checking
through.
Back and forth. Oh, I got some more here. They just came in. Bang, bang, bang. They're coming out to you now.
All right.
They
came
in all at
once. Right quick, and I'll get started on those. Matt, this is your song, One More Night. Would you like to set this up for us? Anything we want to tell the people about the song, how you wrote it or anything?
It's actually called One of Those Nights, and this is the song that won all the awards, and this is the song that's up for the Oasis Award, and you know, it's kind of I've always thought that artists go through their cliche dark period, and this song was kind of written during that. And it comes with a full orchestra. It's really beautiful. I think you'll enjoy it.
All right, here we go.
Be today. Oh, oh, oh. nothing to do, and distractions are few. All my thoughts have a mind of their own. Even times when I dream, I feel like blowing green. 50 shades that I've been all alone. And one of those days turns to one of those nights. That's when one of those nights.
That's the second time I accidentally cut you off. You were about to say something as we were going to that song.
That's okay. It has a very spiritually uplifting quality that almost puts you in a zone in the middle of it, and then all of a sudden it comes out with this real earthy quality, and that background has got the background has like this not big band, but almost the past and the present all come together in one very unique style. It's really... really very creative, very unique.
Thank you very much. That's what I, you know, was going for with that one.
You're kidding.
I mean, I wrote that when I was living in New York City and I was alone and I had no money, and it was one of those nights, really. And I think my music of choice that I've been listening to was Nat King Cole. And, you know, I kind of just sat down on the piano and started playing in his kind of style, and that song just kind of came out.
Oh, absolutely. In the middle of it, it's like you're almost in a zone, and I'm just sitting there, and then all of a sudden it comes out with this almost, not erotic quality, but exotic, let's put it that way, a very exotic quality. It comes out very...
Yeah, I noticed that we're kind of picks up in the beat and stuff, yeah, like that.
Yeah, and that's supposed to go with the lyrics, because, you know, when you go through those hard times, you always have people around you saying exactly all those lines I said, you know, there's brighter days, and... the grass will be greener and all that stuff, and that was basically that was people trying to uplift me that section. But then at the end of the day, you know, when you're all home and you're by yourself, it's as depressing as it gets, and that's why it all came down to just me and piano.
Your piano is fantastic. It's great. It's almost, there's a Ramsey Lewis type of quality in that piano, but yours, I think, goes further than his does.
Well,
and
thank
I like
you very him. Much. That's quite a compliment.
Yeah, I love him, you know, but yours takes it to a new level, but I think that's what each musician does in each generation. Hopefully each one takes it on to a new level. That's not saying anything
yeah.
about the previous one. It's just saying that's what happened.
Right. I agree. Oh. Absolutely. And you can hear his influence in me as well. So, you know,
oh, that
it wasn't
was
for
wonderful.
Him.
Mike, do you have another
cool.
one up?
It'll be a couple of minutes.
Oh, okay.
We got
great.
Comfortable coming up next, but it'll be a couple of minutes. I've already heard part of this song on YouTube, but it was a brief clip. And I like your partner in that video where he didn't have the clipboard, so he just goes, okay, this is take one, and claps his hands.
Oh yeah, that's a good friend of mine.
I like that.
Great bass player.
Yeah,
good
cool.
dude, and I had to keep that in that video.
Yeah, that was awesome. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I know it probably wasn't there, but I could have almost sworn I heard the string bass in there. I mean, the bass fiddle. It wasn't there, but, man, it's got a fantastic quality to it.
Thank
you, know, so
thank you very much.
You're really going for the top, and you're obviously going to make it. And, yes, I think we've all been in that position where we've been somewhere in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of, you know, a million people, and yet you're very alone, and they tell you it's going to get better, but you think, yeah, when? At the end, like you said, at the end of the night,
exactly.
you still have
exactly.
to be there by yourself until you have nothing.
Exactly.
Now, do you think that has helped you in being more creative?
You think being alone and all that?
Yes.
I mean, I always say there's nobody that gets better to know you than yourself, you know, and that gave me a lot to know about myself and to create a style and to write a song like that, you know. A lot of these musicians today are, you know, they take 2 minutes to write a song and it's a catchy hook and it's a beat that somebody made with a computer and then it ends at that. Whereas
but that's
I'd like
what
to write
yours
the
was
song
not.
First.
There was no computer. I saw no computer element in yours. And that was one thing that impressed me was that this is music, and some music isn't music, it's just noise. Yours is music, and of course, who doesn't love a tenor? I mean, look at Pavarotti. I mean, no, a tenor is the ultimate. I think maybe it's the tension in the voice. As your voice
mm-hmm.
rises and that tension increases, maybe that's what attracts people to a tenor. Not that I don't like a bass, you know, but maybe that's what attracts people to a tenor.
Right. I hear you. Thank you very much.
Billy Joel at one time had that tension in his voice. He doesn't have it so much anymore, but he at one time had that extreme tension in his voice. And I have brought music just to hear one tenor sing one note, and then the whole damn album was crap, but you buy it just to hear that one note that tenor sing. And
absolutely.
We have a lot of them in yours.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You know, I tell you, years ago, and this was... Well, I wasn't even around then, but I mean, it's an old group, but I've heard them, and they're with the Righteous Brothers. I've got some really old music, and one of them mm-hmm. had that voice, that tenor. I bought that whole thing for one note. That was the only one
I
play it over and over.
I hear you. Yeah, that's what a voice like that will do to you.
Now, have you had anyone that actually inspired you in regard to music? Anyone? You've mentioned Billy Joel, but has there anybody else that you think that's really... that you would look at as being inspirational in your drive?
Oh, absolutely. There's been millions. Like, I mean, I grew up listening to Miles Davis and Stevie Wonder.
Oh, my
and,
God, Miles Davis. Oh,
Stevie
Miles
Wonder's
Davis.
Awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
Miles Davis is wonderful. How about Frank Morgan, Sonny Rollins?
All of that.
So Miles Davis was one that was very... Now, here's a group, totally different type of jazz. And I think he's passed away, and I think he passed away from probably overeating. But they were out at Alligator, the Alligator label, and it was Larry and the Big Twist out of Chicago.
I don't
Have
know
you hear of them?
I don't,
oh my
but I'll
God.
Check them out.
Yeah, Larry and the Big Twist. It was out of Chicago, and they came originally out of the South and, you know, in Chicago, and he kind of made his name on being so big, but I don't think that, you know, but that's obviously what killed him, and that's really sad. So they were very big at one time, and then, of course, that was a group, and they all broke up. But in regard to just one solo, and of course, I love Ramsey Lewis, But I look at Billie Holiday, her voice is just an instrument.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Her and Ella Fitzgerald, they're, you know, two of the best.
You know, her voice was an absolute instrument in itself. So sometimes musicians have one person that really inspired them, and sometimes they don't, you know.
It's been tons of them. There's so many different musicians and different styles have always influenced me.
Now, is there any type of music that you can say you don't especially care for?
You know, I think everybody has their taste, and I think there's a niche for everything, and that may be unfortunate for some styles, but, you know, I've never been a big fan of the, you know, track-based and beat-based songs where you write it, you know, you'll make a beat, and if the beat is good, you write to the track, and you write a couple catchy words, and that's, now I've never been big, and I guess that's most of the stuff that people are listening to today. If you asked me to name five songs on the radio right now, I wouldn't know three, probably. You know, I'm not a big fan of the way some of the music is produced these days, you know. But, you know, like I said, I think there's a niche for all of it, and everybody seems to enjoy it.
Absolutely. I think we all go through different phases in life and where we select certain kinds of music. But I like a little bit of all of it. Like, for example, if I lose someone close to me or I'm in a very depressed mood, Mozart is all I can listen to. And yet there are times I think Willie Nelson has a voice like an angel and plays a guitar like an angel at times, too, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
As long, you know, I mean, I think he's great. He's got a lot of music in his voice, a lot of tension in his voice. And Billie Holiday, mm-hmm. I have her music, and I listen to that. I think she was absolutely great with the music that she did. So, again,
definitely.
It's all generations, and I've even listened to the Glenn Miller stuff, you know, so it's all generations.
Absolutely. I agree.
But like you say, the track music, the beatnik music, no. But now you're going to be in Belgium, you're going to be in Morocco, and last year you were in Paris. Is that correct? You really toured Europe?
Yep. I was in Paris last year. I've been there several times. I love the fans out there.
Yeah, we have your song Comfortable ready if you'd like to take us into that right now, Matt.
Sure.
You want to play it or you want to set it up?
Comfortable is one of the finer songwriters in this generation, I think, is John Mayer. And he wrote, and this is a song I heard by him maybe 10 years ago. And the second I heard it, I had to record it. So that's Comfortable.
All right, here we go with Comfortable by...
High five.
Again, everybody, that was Matt Cusong with his song Comfortable. And looking at the clock, I realized we only got like a few minutes left in the show. Real quick, you know, all the music and everything we've been playing, it'll be put on a playlist on communications.com where you can listen but not download. The links to download the music will be posted where you can download it on Amazon.com or visit Matt Cusong's website or Facebook page, MySpace page. Wherever you are, he is apparently on the internet.
Absolutely.
And we got enough time for one more song going out. We got two of yours left to play. One is Once Upon a Time, the other one is Every Step. Which one would you like to go out with in a few minutes, Matt?
Let's do Every Step.
Every Step. Okay, we'll do that in a couple of minutes. And I just got one quick question for you, then I'll let Dolly finish up her interview with you. Do you produce your own music? Do you do all that yourself?
I do, yes.
Excellent job on that. Excellent job.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. And that was a very good song as well. I can actually picture listening to that on the radio, driving down the street in the car and stuff like that, you know. But, yeah,
well,
I love doing music shows.
Video.
These are my favorite.
Thank you, man.
This one here had a sad quality about it that actually almost made my eyes tear. It was like a sad resignation, you know. That's the feeling I got from it. And, again, music and art, that's exactly what they are. They're personal. It's how you identify with it. So each individual is probably going to have a different reaction. I cry at the shofar, and I cry at certain Native American music, you know. So, you know, it's all part of who you are. Matt, tell us once again how they can vote for your song.
It's OasisContemporaryJazzAwards.com, one word, spelled as they are. And then you click on Voting Has Started as soon as you get to that page. And for Song of the Year, you pull down menu and you'll see my song.
Now, do you have a website?
MattCusong.com, yeah.
MattCusong.com, and you can also find you type in Matt Cusong subject box on most social media networks. And Matt, I'd really encourage you to stay in touch with Mike because he has a lot going on in promotions.
Absolutely.
You know, and when do you go to Belgium?
March 11th, I believe.
March 11th, so that's coming up rather quickly, so you're going to be really busy for a while. And then from Belgium, then you're going to Monaco, and give us the dates again when you leave Belgium and where you're going to be at, and one more time where you're going to be in Monaco and when you're going to be there, in case we have individuals listening that live there or are going to be there.
Monte Carlo will be, I believe, like July 9th. For 3 weeks, and after Belgium, I have a few shows in America, Atlanta, a couple other spots, and then I'm off to Barcelona for 2 weeks, and then what's after Barcelona? Niagara Falls for 2 weeks, and then starts the one-man tour, which I will post every date in every city on Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff.
I'll check to see if you come around here to the D.C. area, Norfolk, Virginia Beach. Anywhere within driving range, I'll come and visit you.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely, we're looking to book something in D.C. We got Philly, and we got a couple spots around Philly, smaller cities, but we're looking to get to D.C. as well.
All right, awesome. Hey, when you get to Belgium, are you familiar with the Theme Wins, those guys from YouTube? Are you familiar with them at all?
I'm not, no.
You're not? Well, just if you run across them, Athene Wins or iPower, any of those guys, tell them MJH said what's up. And they might throw something at you, but it'll be funny.
Going to the Netherlands at all?
Amsterdam. I went to Amsterdam in December, but nothing coming up.
They have a good friend on Facebook that lives in the Netherlands, and I'm sure they would, you know, just if you have something coming up, you know, there are people there. And how about England, Britain? We have a good friend on Facebook from London also. So are you planning any time in Britain anytime soon?
Possibly. I went there in December, too, so, you know, you don't like to go too soon. So, but hopefully soon, I'll be back.
Well, great. And then Mike has another song that he wants to go out with. And, Matt, we've enjoyed you so much. You have a voice
like
an angel. Your music takes you from one range to another, brings you all through every range, I think every emotion anybody can possibly feel. Obviously, you're very creative and very talented, and I'm sure your family is extremely proud of you. And, again, encourage people to vote for that album of the year, Oasis Contemporary, ContemporaryJazzAward.com. And to vote for that so that you can win that. You've already won the John Lennon Songwriting Award that went on to the Maxwell Award, and you've toured most of Europe, and now you're going to be in Belgium and going from there to Monte Carlo and then going from there to later to Barcelona and then going to Niagara and just a lot of different places, just about anywhere in the States you want to be or anywhere in the world you want to be, except for the Far East, and that'll probably come up in the future, you're going to be able to find Matt Tucson. You know what I mean? And Italy.
Absolutely.
You've got to go to Italy. If it's Italian, I love Italian music. You know. Oh, by the way, I think Mike is Italian. Mike is Italian and Cherokee Indian, and I'm French, Jewish, and Cherokee Indian. So we've got a little bit of a mix here going on. So
yeah, I'm quarter Italian, but I was raised Italian, so that's my culture. Yeah,
that's
culture, how that goes.
Yeah. So
that's
maybe,
just,
you know, just about anywhere in the world you want to go, I think Matt Cuson's name can be heard. And we're just very proud that we were able to visit with you tonight, and hopefully you'll keep in touch, and we'll be able to do that now and then when something comes out, and we'll keep monitoring this award and see what happens with that, and then try and speak with you again.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you
so much. You're welcome here anytime, Matt. And I'll follow you on Twitter and sign up for your friend you on Facebook and you know, all the usual stuff there. Yeah, you say you want to leave us out with Every Step?
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. You want to tell us anything about it as we play it?
This song actually it was picked up by a lot of radio stations. It was doing very well for me and just got picked up on my record label, so hopefully it'll do even better at Every Step.
All
okay,
right.
Okay, now Matt
Cuson,
I'm finding. Wait a minute, Matt Cuson on Twitter. Exactly, which one are you, Matt?
It's just twitter.com/MattCuson.
Okay, twitter.com/MattCuson. Matt Cuson. Okay.
Okay, you got it, Dolly.
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Thank you very much, Dolly. And thank you, Matt. It's been a pleasure. And like I said, you're welcome back
so
anytime. All right. Here we go, everybody, with Matt's hit single here, Every Step. Peace, God bless, everybody. This is MJH, and we're out of here. Later.
You have been listening to the MJH Experience on Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by CommunicationCreations.com.